ओम शांति। Today, Bap Dada is seeing his children everywhere who are loved by God. In the whole world, it is only a few out of multi-millions who claim the rights, the right to God's love. It is God's love which has brought you children here. You experience God's love only at this time in the whole Kalpa. In the whole Kalpa, it's only at this time that you experience God's love. At all other times you experienced the love of human souls, love of great souls, religious souls. But at this time, now,
Patra Patka.
you have become worthy of God's love. You have become worthy of receiving God's love. If someone were to ask you, where is God? Then what will you reply? God the Father is my companion. He is with me. I live with him, or God is with me. God is with us, we live with him. Even God cannot stay without us. Even God cannot stay without us. And we too cannot stay without God. We are experiencing that much love. You will see with intoxication that God lives in our heart and we live in God's heart. You are such experienced souls, aren't you? Are you? You have this experience, don't you? What comes in your heart? Won't you say that if we wouldn't be experienced in that, then who else will be experienced in it? Baba Baba do when he sees his children who have a right to God's love is so happy? What is the sign of God's love?
Uske piche.
If someone has love for anyone, then he is ready to sacrifice everything for him easily. He is ready to sacrifice everything for him easily. So Baba too wishes that every child becomes like the father. from the faces of each one of you, the Father should be visible. The Father should be visible from each one's face. So, have you become like that? Haven't you? Have you become like that? Haven't you? You know, don't you, what Bap Dada likes? What stage Bap Dada likes? The stage which the Father likes. Is complete purity. The stage which Bap Dada likes is complete purity. The foundation of Brahmin life. Two is complete purity. You know the depth of complete purity.
Yeah.
means no trace of impurity, even in thoughts and dreams. Not even a trace of impurity, even in thoughts and dreams. Seeing the closeness of time, these days Bap Dada is drawing your attention again and again. That in complete purity, or where complete purity is concerned, even waste thoughts do not come under purity, under that. Even waste thoughts do not come under that. Therefore, check. Therefore, check. Whether waste thoughts come in you. because waste thoughts if they come because if waste thoughts come then they will take you away from complete purity and therefore check whether waste thoughts don't take you away from complete purity. As much you move ahead in your effort, in your efforts, as much as you move ahead in your efforts, As much you move ahead in your efforts, that much waste thoughts will come in their royal form. Therefore, make sure that waste thoughts are not finishing off or wasting your time. So make sure that waste thoughts are not wasting your time. Or finishing off your precious time. Ego and insult. The Hindi words are abhiman and apman. Ego and insult. make sure that ego and insult don't come in the royal form, don't come and create waste thoughts in the royal form and attack you. If someone considers that gift, that considers God's gift to be his own speciality and has an ego of it, if someone considers God's gift as his own speciality and has the ego of it, then that ego also will bring him down. It becomes an obstacle. And the subtle form of ego comes in the form of minus. This is comes the form of minus. That is, I should have name, I should have fame. So my name, my fame, I should have name and fame. It comes in the form of I-ness. I should have name, I should have fame. Or my name should be well known, I should become famous. This I-ness or my-ness which is this I-ness or my-ness takes up the form of ego. Even this type of waste thought takes one away from perfection. Because Pap Dada wishes that there should neither be ego nor should there be a feeling of insult, neither abhiman nor apman. Instead, there should be only swaman. Instead, there should be only swaman, self-respect, because these two things, ego and in feeling of insult, are the cause of making one have waste thoughts. Dada wishes to see every child in the having the faith and intoxication of being a double master. What is being a double master? One is to be the master of the father's treasures, and the second is to become the master of the self, that is the master of self-sovereignty, to be a master in both. Why does Pap Dada wish to see that? Because all of you are the children as well as the masters. However, Pap Dada observed that all of you are children anyway, because all say my Baba. So when you say my Baba means father, then that means you are the children. But along with being a child, you have to become a master in both ways. But when it comes to being a master, you become number wise. I am the child and the master. I have received the treasure of my inheritance. This faith and intoxication you do have. But then I am a double master too. The practical faith and the faith and the practical intoxication of that, in it you become number wise. The mind creates a big obstacle in the intoxication of being a self-sovereign heir and master. In having the consciousness of being a self-sovereign and heir and master, mind puts an obstacle in experiencing that. So you have to become the master of your mind also. You should never be enslaved by your mind, or never allow the mind to overpower you. you claim that you are a self-sovereign. You say that to yourself, that I am a self-sovereign, which means that you are a king. Just as Brahma Baba checked every day and became the master of his mind, and thereby claimed the right to the world by becoming the master of his mind. Similarly, the mind and intellect are actually your ministers. They are the ministers of the king. Here Baba means to say, soul, you are a soul and you are the king, and mind and intellect are your ministers. Waste thoughts come in the mind. And therefore, the mind makes the soul come under the influence of waste thoughts. If the soul is not able to give proper orders to the mind, then the mind becomes naughty and makes the master, the soul, become subservient to it. Therefore, check. Even otherwise, they say that mind is like a horse. Because they say it's naughty, so it's like a naughty horse. But then you have the reins of Shrimat. But you have the reins of Shrimat. If the reins of Shrimat are little bit loose, then the mind becomes naughty. Why do the reins become loose? Because you start looking here and there, that is, you become attracted to sight scenes. And when the reins become loose, then the mind gets a chance to run here and there. Therefore, I am the child and the master. Stay in this consciousness all the time. You have to check whether that you have to check that I am a double, that am I a double master, the master of all the treasures and also the master of the self, self-rule. If there is less of the feeling of a master, then the weak sanskars emerge. What do you say for your sanskars then? You say, what can I do? My sanskars are such. My nature is such. But then, is that yours? You do say that they are your sanskars, but are they yours? Is it right to say my sanskars? Is it right to say my sanskars, are they yours? Or is it the property of Ravan? Waste sanskars are the property of Ravan. How can you say that they are yours? What are my sanskars? Whatever are the father's sanskars, they are my sanskars too. So, what are the sanskars of the father? To do world benefit. To have good wishes, to have pure feelings. Therefore, it is very wrong to consider weak sanskars to be your sanskars. Okay, even if you put it in your heart that these waste sanskars are mine or weak sanskars are mine, It means that you have put impurity in your mind, and when you say mine, anyone who says mine for anything, then there is love for that one, and you give a place to it in your heart. Whatever you love, that to that you give a place in your heart. This is why many children have to sometimes battle a lot, because pure and impure, good and bad, both you put, make them sit in your heart, then what will they do? They will fight, won't they? You give a place to both in your heart, good and bad, pure and impure, then what will they do? They'll fight inside. And then when this comes in your thoughts, in your words, that these are my sanskars, so that time you have to check. These inauspicious, bad sanskars are not my sanskars. Therefore, you need to change your sanskars. Bhaktada wishes to see every child multi-million times fortunate in his behavior and on his face. Many children say that they have become fortunate. No doubt they have become fortunate. However, that fortune should emerge whilst walking, moving, but that fortune merges. Bapdada wishes to see the star of fortune shining on the forehead of each child. If someone looks at you, then from your face, from your behavior, he should see you as a fortunate soul. Only then the Father will be revealed through you children. Because presently majority of the souls wish to get an experience. Just as the science of today shows everything in a practical way, does it not? It gives an experience, doesn't it? It gives the experience of heat, it gives the experience of coolness. Similarly, through the power of silence, people wish to get an experience. Therefore, as much you keep getting an experience, that much you will be able to give the experience to others. Bapdada has already signaled to you that do combined service. Do not do service only through words. But along with coming into sound, become an embodiment, an image of experience, and also do the service of giving experience. of making others have an experience. The experience of peace, experience of happiness, the experience of spiritual love. This type of experience is such that if someone experiences it even once, he will never leave it. If someone has heard only something, he may forget. But if someone has experienced something, then he can never forget. It makes him come closer to the one who has given him that experience. Everyone is asking that what newness should we do in the future. So Bhaktada has noticed that all of you are doing service in a very enthusiastic way, with great zeal and enthusiasm you are doing service. Each wing is doing it too. Today also many wings have gathered here. Different professional groups are here. They have been doing their meetings. Baba is talking about them. You have also held many mega programs. You have given the message. And so that you won't make people complain that they did not get the message. Therefore, congratulations to you for that, that you have made people finish any complaints for you or against you. But then in the future, does this sound hasn't spread yet, that the Father has come and He is giving knowledge, that this is God's knowledge being given here. They only say, yes, Brahma Kumaris give good knowledge, whatever they say is very good, but then this is God's knowledge given by God Himself. The task being done here is God's task being done here. This sound should spread. You give meditation courses too. You also make the soul be connected to the Supreme Soul. But this is God's task happening here, and God Himself is doing this task or getting this task take place that very few experience. The knowledge of soul and all your dharana, your principles, that all these are being known. People are coming to know about that. But then, as Baba was mentioning, this is God's task happening. That is still to be known. People say, you speak very well, you teach very well, you give very good knowledge. Whatever you say is very good. Up to this extent, it's okay. They praise you. And what you say, they say knowledge is good. They say even up to this point. But this is God's knowledge. This sound, will make them come closer to the Father. And as much they come closer to the Father, that much they will begin to experience automatically. Make plans for this. Also, when you give lectures, there should be so much power in those lectures that they come closer to God. Yes, they are paying attention to the subject of inculcation of virtues. You give knowledge of the soul, you give knowledge of God to them. They say that you give us very good knowledge of soul and Supreme Soul. But then God has come. And God's task is taking place, and God Himself is getting it done. This type of revelation will bring the souls closer, like needles being attracted to the magnet. See, how did you come close? You came close only when you felt, yes, I have to meet the Father. God has come and I have to meet Him. That's what brought you closer, didn't it? majority of the souls become loving. They have love for you. And this is why they praise you. Your work is very good. Whatever you do is very good. Because they like you. So they praise you. They say, whatever the Brahma Kumaris are doing, that task no one else can do. They do a very good task of transforming people. They say all this. But God is speaking here. I have to claim an inheritance from God. This thought isn't coming. That is, they're not coming that close. Well, before people didn't even know what the Brahma Kumaris were doing. They didn't know what you were teaching, what knowledge you were giving. Well, now they know what you speak, what knowledge you give, what you are up to, what your aim is. They know this now. But then, for God to be revealed, that's a big thing, because if they come to know that God has come, then can they stay back? Can they stay back, just as you came running, didn't you? Similarly, they too will come running here. So, make this type of plan, or make a plan for this. Prepare your lectures in this way. Prepare yourself in such a way that whatever you say, you should be a model of that, a role model of that yourself, and then say it as part of your experience. A proof of what you say. You yourself become a proof of what you say. Because only then the Father's revelation will be seen in a practical way. They have reached to the extent of saying, yes, whatever you are doing is good, but then I have to become good. That wave,
Parmatma,
will come only when they experience God's love. Therefore, become an image of experience and give others the experience. Okay. Now, become powerful with the consciousness of I am a double master, and make others powerful too. Okay, what is to be done next? Muniben is saying that this time is the turn of Punjab zone. Punjab zone to serve, they are serving.
Seva ka turn Punjab zone.
It's the turn of Punjab zone to serve. So all those of Punjab zone, please stand. Punjab, there are 5 states in this. Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir and Uttaranchal. Also a part of UP. It's a peg zone, the north zone. So it looks like more than half of the gathering is Punjab zone. Today the hall is full. Yes, wave. And they're all waving to Baba. Punjab zone. It's good. Whichever zone gets its turn to serve, they bring the numbers to a big extent, the large number. So Muniben is saying there are 4,000 from Punjab zone. Baba saying it's good, you take a good chance. Babdada too is happy. That every zone takes a good chance of doing seva, service. All those of Punjab are called Punjab Sher, the lions of Punjab. And Bab Dada says, but lion means victorious. So you are victorious Punjab. Therefore, those of Punjab should experience the tilak of victory on their forehead all the time. You have received the tilak of victory. Let the awareness be in you all the time that we are the victorious ones of every kalpa. We were victorious. And we are, and we will become victorious in every kalpa. It is good.
Punjab.
You are making a program, aren't you, of me, of making airs come in front of Baba? Air quality souls in front of Baba. You haven't brought air quality souls in front of Baba yet. Yes, you have brought souls who have love for Baba, yes. Loving, cooperative souls, all zones have brought such type of souls in front of Bhaktada, but you haven't brought air quality souls in front of Bhaktada. Are you preparing for that? Are you? Yes, all types of children are needed. You need heirs. You need those who have love. You need those who are cooperative. You need those who are mics. And you also need those who have the might. You need all types of souls. It is good. There is good, there is expansion taking place in the centers. Each one is increasing the service with zeal and enthusiasm. Now Baba wants to see in which zone it will be revealed that God has come. Which zone will reveal that? Baba wants to see where everyone will say, God has come. Which zone is going to reveal the Father? That Bap Dada wants to see. Will foreign lands reveal the Father first? Yes, even foreign lands can reveal the Father first. So Punjab, take your number. It's good. Everyone will help you. You have been trying for a long time for spreading the sound that this is it, this is it, this is it. That God is here, God is here. You are trying a lot. Now, oh, you have been trying a lot, but now people say, yes, this also is one of the others. What you are doing is just like what others are doing. And this also is good. But then this is the only one that has to be said. That has to be uttered by all. This is the only one. Teachers, will you do that? And when will you do it? How much time do you need? Will you be able to do it by the end of this year? The new year has begun, hasn't it? So, do something new in the new year. Something new should take place in the new year. This also is one of the rest that you have been hearing for a long time. What others are doing, you also are doing the same. This is what people have been saying. But this is the only one. That's what Baba wants people to say. Now, when will that happen? When in your mind there'll be just one Baba and none other, automatically Baba, Baba, Baba will come. Or just as you say, or you have in your mind, or you have on your lips, Baba, 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 they too should say, yes, this one is my Baba. Baba, Baba, they too also begin to say, they too say, my Baba, my Baba. This sound should be echoed in all four corners. Yes, of course, it will start from one corner. So will Punjab do this wonder? Will Punjab do this wonder? And they are waving to Baba. Baba will do it. They are saying, Baba is saying, yes, why not? You have to do it. Very good. So congratulations to you in advance. Okay, you may sit down.
Baba, is group mein 6 wings aayi hain.
6 wings have come. Media wing. And
is group mein 6 wings aayi hai to ek ek uthayenge na
to sabhi vark wale
utho. So Baba wants all the wings to stand up. So there's engineer, scientist wing, there is the media wing, there is the which other wing? So engineer, scientist wing, media wing, social service wing, and I know of 3. Is also going to be the businessman, industrial is going. So Baba is saying, all of you have become busy in service, and therefore congratulations to all of you for being busy in service. Each one is trying his own way of doing service. There's also, I can see, the security services wing. So Baba is telling to all 6 of them. Baba is seeing scientists and engineers wing board. All of them are showing their banners. So Baba is saying, just as science is showing in a practical way everything, similarly, silence power should spread the experience in a practical way, that science is science, but silence is even greater than science. It has got no comparison. Silence has no comparison. People should say this. Because those of science and those of religion,
practical way, silence ka chamatkar nahi, lekin silence ka karya siddh karke dikhana padega.
They have to prove practically the power of science, of silence. So those who are in the religion, because religious wing is also, yes, religious wing. And Baba says, you have to prove that God's task is taking place and God has come. You have to prove this to them. Let their intellect, which is gone to too many attractions, be moved away from all that and be concentrated to only one thing. This is what you have to do. So the scientist engineers wing, social security service wing, and then the medical wing, religious wing, media wing. So, Baba says, whichever wings are here, Bab Dada has already said, you are working well, you are making very good plans. But now, as time is moving fast, so according to the need of the hour, you have to make such a plan that which will make people think only one thing in their mind, in their intellects, that God has come. And they should say from their lips, Baba, Baba, Baba. They should start saying that. You have made good plans. Baba has heard about them. But now you have to make it go fast. See what science is doing. It is making things become more and more subtle, subtle, subtle. It is shortening them, compressing them, making them smaller and smaller, more and more subtle, and therefore, and similarly, you have to give the experience of how silence power is also making everything. Everyone becomes subtle, powerful, deep. All the different wings which have come here, to all of them, Bab Dada is congratulating. And they are waving to Baba. Media and medical, both are going ahead very well. media and medical. Bab Dada heard that
media
service has expanded a great deal. That for media also, Baba has said that whoever gets a newspaper in his hand, whoever switches on the radio or switches on the television, the sound from there should come. Our Baba has come. Our Baba has come. It's not that other wings are not doing it. All the wings are doing. But Bab Dada is observing that which wing, Bab Dada wants to see which wing will become number one, instrumental in this task of making people say, my Baba has come, God has come. Also Baba wants to see which zone will become number one in that, become instrument in it. Okay, leave aside other things. Wherever the program is held and whoever come in the program, they should start saying, yes, my Baba has come. Let it start from the programs which you hold and people come there. They should start saying first. Or will you say, we are still making efforts and only when we become perfect, then this task will take place. Yes, it has a connection. As you become closer to perfection, at that time that flag of revelation will fly high. So both have a link. Bab Dada has said for that you must finish waste thoughts, because Baba notices that waste thoughts still come in the minds of the children. They come in the royal form too. They come in the ordinary form too. All of you should become the masters of your mind. God's children and the masters. Okay, congratulations to you, congratulations. You may sit down.
Baba, videsh se RCO wale aur NCO wale
aaye. Double foreigners have come. The RCOs are here. The NCOs are here. All double foreigners stand up. All double foreigners. All double foreigners. All double foreigners stand up. All the double foreigners stand up. All the double foreigners. Bab Dada says,
double foreigners. Sabse pehle to
first of all the double foreigners You are the most beautiful decoration of Madhuban. This is the first thing Baba tells the double foreigners. You are the most beautiful decoration of Madhuban. See, the Madhuban looks so beautiful with you. This land and foreign lands. All have come together and with a concentrated mind are serving the world. All of you, this is like international family. There are, all races, all colors here. The whites, the blacks, the browns, all on the same stage. All on the same stage. And all say the same thing, one Baba and none other. Is there anybody else in your mind, in your heart? If there are waste thoughts coming in your mind, that means there is someone else too. Today Bap Dada wishes that all of you create one powerful thought, because whatever thoughts you create in your mind, that leads to what your mind becomes. And for a long time, because waste thoughts keep coming and the intellect then starts helping the mind, and then whatever waste thoughts or weak thoughts come in the mind, then that and those waste or weak thoughts make the sanskars also like that. So intellect is influenced by the mind. Then the sanskars are also influenced by the mind. The sanskars become like that. However, never say now, what can I do? These are my sanskars. Because if you say this is my sanskar, then Bap Dada and the Brahmin family will think that this one has love for Ravan's property. If you say, this is my old sanskar, what can I do? It's my sanskar. That means you have love for Ravan's property. Therefore, double foreigners have bid goodbye to Ravan's property, haven't you? Have you bid goodbye to waste thoughts? Waste should stop. My father is powerful and therefore I am powerful too. Waste is finished. This should be in your consciousness, double foreigners. You have one speciality which Baba likes very much. What is that speciality? You are very honest. Whatever is in your heart, you speak out. You don't hide anything. Majority of you are like that. Majority are like that. You're honest. You don't hide anything. And whatever thought you give into yourself or whatever determination you do, you make, you do that in a practical way. Whatever promise you make, you fulfill it. any determined thought you have, you fulfill it. And therefore, double foreigners start, you start double foreigners to you, Baba is saying. Finish waste, make a determined thought. Double foreigners, will you do it? Will you do it? If you raise your hand, if you'll do it. Yes, will you do it? Yeah. You took some time to raise your hand because Baba was saying your translation was happening. So, you'll make a determined thought to finish waste. That's the first thing. Yes, you have in your original sanskar of whatever you determine to do it, you do it. Whatever you say you will do it, you really do it. Therefore, in all foreign lands, there should not be any name or form of waste, neither waste thoughts, nor waste words, nor waste actions, no waste relationships or contacts, nothing waste. Is it okay? Okay, yes, if it's okay, you like it? Raise your hand again if you like it. Okay. So when will you give the result to Baba? That yes, Baba, all the waste is finished. You will become examples, won't you? So when will you give the result? When will you give the result? Baba wants to know the date. Should Baba give you 3 months or should Baba give you 1 year? When will you give the result? Within 3 months or 1 year? What do the teachers think? Mohini Ben is here. She's saying something. And Dadi Janki has the mic and she's saying, Baba, not even 2 months, up to Shivratri. Shivratri we will change. Yes, Dadi Janki saying, say now, we'll do it now. Now, say now. All of you say. Say in Hindi, abhi karenge. Baba ne kaha aur ho gaya. Say in Hindi. Baba ne kaha aur ho gaya. Say in Hindi. Baba ne kaha aur ho gaya. Don't say honga, don't say it will happen, it has already happened. It's not future tense, it's present tense, it's already happening. It's already happened, Dadi Janki saying. Baba saying, yes, it's good. Yes, if you make a determined thought that I have to do it, come what may, let anything happen, I have to do it, then it's not a big thing. Yes, it's done. Yes, we will do it till by Shiv Jayanti, yes? It will be done by Shiv Jayanti. Congratulations, multi-million times for congratulations to you. Very good. So, gulab jamun in your mouth because you said it is done. So, okay, you may sit down. See all the RCOs, the NCOs, about 500 to 600 double foreigners are here. All country representatives are here. Because the NCOs have been invited, so I'm sure this must be the largest number of countries in this group. Okay. Now, those who wish to move forward with the zeal and enthusiasm can move forward. It's not that double foreigners, they raise their hand that they will do it. Then what about you? What about those of India? What will you do then? Anybody can move forward. Anybody can go ahead. All of you wish to take number one, don't you? Everyone should have this enthusiasm that though I haven't said anything, but I will do it. So those of India, you will do it. Will you show the courage? Will you? Yes. What about the first line? Why isn't the first line raising the hand? The first line should raise the hand first. All the senior dadis and all the others are sitting here. Will all of you raise your hand high? All those of Madhuban, raise your hand high. Raise your hand high. For Madhuban Nivasis, Bap Dada says that those who are on the, in the, those who on the fire or on the stove, they are on, in the heart. Means because you are close to Baba, those of Madhuban have a very big lift. You can all sit in this lift, and if you move in this lift, you can become complete, perfect very easily and very quickly. People come to Madhuban from a distance, but you live in Madhuban. Only thing is, you should not become careless. Don't leave the lift and start climbing the stairs. No, be in the lift. To all the Madhuban residents, Bap Dada congratulates in every season, for every season, because you do very good service. You serve very well. However, Baba has to say, however. Should Baba say why? Why Baba wants to say however? Or should he tell this to you privately, not in front of everyone? Those of Madhuban are very sensible. You have understood it. Therefore, Baba is not saying anything. See, those of Madhuban get a chance to listen to the Murli directly all the time. Others don't get this chance. Therefore, when those of Madhuban meet anyone, you can reveal the father by giving a sweet smile to everyone, by saying my Baba, and making others also feel my Baba. Because that when you say my Baba, it should be felt from your face, from your behavior. Not that you are not doing it, you are doing it. Now, but now you have to do it at a faster speed. you are doing it, but do it at a faster speed. When anyone hears the word Madhuban, see, whenever, wherever you go, people say, don't they? Oh, he's come from Madhuban, he's come from Madhuban. So they give you so much regard to you, they see you with that regard and respect. All have love for Madhuban, and therefore they also have love for Madhuban Nivasis, the residents of Madhuban. So today Baba met the Madhuban Nivasis also, no? Today someone told that Baba has to meet the Madhuban Nivasis. So Baba met the Madhuban Nivasis, no? Okay. To all the blossomed roses, children from everywhere, who are loved deeply by the Father and are very, very detached from the body, those who are the loving children of Baba's, seated in Baba's heart. Those who say one Baba, none other, whose mind is in complete concentration, who are stabilized in one stage, to all those children everywhere who who are staying in their own places, who are in their own places, but have reached Madhuban through the gadgets of science and are seeing Baba face to face, to all such lovely, long lost, now found children, those worthy children, heir children, who are worthy of claiming the Father's inheritance in every kalpa, Bap Dada's yad pyar and blessings of the heart, multi-million times. And along with that, to all the double master children, Bap Dada's Namaste.